The Mystic Broadcast Network presents interdimensional being Antar, as hosted by the late Levi Longfellow York III. In this series of four podcasts, Antar describes what it is and what happens when it commandeers Levi's body and mind. In the previous episode, number two, Antar described his method of teaching and how he transmits information to the limited human mind. In this episode, number three, Antar teaches about the difference between fact and fiction about the experience of your human life.
We know that the words that we use produce very potent effects upon not only my psychic body, mind and emotional processes, but more importantly, upon the minds and bodies of those that hear them. So we must attempt to communicate as clearly and simply as is possible, given human limitations, you see. Limitations that are not my own. Some of my psychic friends have said that when I speak, I sound very archaic sometimes. I use the language of the old timers, that is dated, that is old English. Frequently, I absorb conceptual patterns from the deceased who are around my psychic and are still interested in your world and involved in its evolution. I am afraid I am guilty of stealing some of their verbal patterns to communicate new concepts through the body and mind or mental vehicles of my psychic to you, my larger audience. One of my psychic clients asked if I was a part of a group of spiritual entities called Ashatar Command. We paused for a moment and left my psychic Idaline in trance. I thought to search his memory banks for such data and information. The proper reply at that time was and still is the following. I am not a participant among this group of spiritual entities. Upon further investigation of Ashatar Command concepts, I found it was a combination of fact and fiction. A humanized interpretation of perceived spiritual orders that took on very strong religious overtones. I then realized and came to the comprehension that there were many followers of this particular sect of spiritualism. I used the word spiritualism instead of spirituality, because spirituality is a direct contact with a verifiable external entity that can bring information that can be proved in some version. Spiritualism is more the acceptance, unquestionably, of knowledge and information supposedly brought through a psychic clairvoyant channel, or what you might term some form of a trance medium, of which my psychic is one of the highest ranking and incarnation on your planet today. What I discovered is that fraudulence and subconscious fraud was a very frequent and a common practice among those who on the surface appear to be very spiritually sincere. One of my dominant observations was the fact that human beings are very good at avoiding the truth. They have many defense mechanisms against it and they refuse to listen. Hence one of my favorite sayings has become thus. those with eyes to see and ears to hear can receive greater revelations than their brothers of inferior aspiration. It is indeed the truth that can set you free. It is the truth that can unlimit you. But delusions will not work, for part of the delusory process is to create illusions in an attempt to evade reality. My concern is to help my students, followers, and friends all over your physical planet, but also in many other universes that you cannot conceive, to understand the difference between their projections onto social and personal reality and reality. To teach them how to cultivate and to employ the imagination so it achieves new levels of potency in affecting the outcome of various events, whether mental, emotional, or physical. There is no natural separation between these conditions. They all work as one solid unit within the individual, and to survive successfully on your physical planet, not just to survive, but to thrive, you must use all of your capabilities, and you must correctly assess your relationship to the world around you, and you must understand where you have blind spots and weak comprehensions as to the flow of events that surround you. You, in fact, are engulfed in a sea and in a world composed of human opinions rather than the world of facts. It is not the facts that your senses present to you that control your personal lives. It is your emotional reaction to the facts that control your personal lives. You spend more time running from fear, from facing the truth, than handling the fear by understanding its causative sources within your personalities, within your instinctual subconscious, borrowing one of your popular psychoanalytic phrases, you see. I have creative license. I can call upon the linguistic agreements of any particular science to make my point. Most of these terms are terms that my psychic has never been exposed to personally, but ones that those who are more educated or highly read in your culture would readily understand. At times, it is said that our communications are too big in the short period of time that they take place for some to apprehend, comprehend within their minds. It is true that we must work on many different levels of the spectrums of life in trying to enlighten our friends. We do not want our friends to be codependent upon us. We want our friends to become self-mediating organisms, liberated from concepts through personal experience. Truth is the issue. The explanation of how truth is formed within the human mind, the human soul, and the human psyche. I can help you understand more of what you are by telling you sometimes what you are not. But within your minds, you have many confused ideas as to what is and is not possible within your dimension. Did you ever stop to think that just because something may seem impossible to you, according to the mental concepts within your mind, that it does not necessarily mean it is impossible altogether? And what may seem impossible for you today may in fact be very plausible for you tomorrow.
You have been listening to Antar, as channeled through the late Levi Longfellow York III. produced for radio by the Mystic Broadcast Network. Tune in to our YouTube channel for videos of Antar in action.